King Kid Radio. King Kid Radio.
Wow, I wonder what we're going to learn in Sunday school today.
I know, I'm so excited.
King Kid Radio.
Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of King's Kids Radio. We are so glad that you joined us. My name is Sister Clark.
And my name is Sister Wren. We're going to be your Sunday school teacher today.
Who's ready to worship the Lord?
I know I am. We're going to start off our worship with He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Resting in the hands of Jesus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sasha, Serenity, are you ready to help me sing our next song? It's His Banner Over Me Is Love.
Is.
Now that was some good singing, y'all. The next song we'll be singing is This Little Light of Mine. I want to hear you, Michaela, Jaden, Mackenzie, and Everett.
All four of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You guys stomp your feet like that? And let's clap together. That's it. Keep it going. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All right, keep clapping now. Sounds good. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes,
everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, that sounds so good. That's called clapping on the backbeat. All right, sing this real quiet with me now.
Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes, even when I'm
afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
That's right, let your light shine. Anyone else feel like they've been to church? Good singing, everyone.
Yes. Before we start this week's lesson, how about we all say our memory verse? But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. 1 Corinthians 2.
Oh, actually, 1 Corinthians 1. 27.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. Let's say it again because that was a long one.
It sure was.
All right, ready?
But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise,
and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty.
1 Corinthians 1 27.
All right, are we ready for another Bible detective adventure today? So, our clues this week were left-handed man, and that man used a sword. Could anyone figure out what our mystery was for this week?
I don't know. This one was pretty hard this week, Sister Clark.
It was.
Because it's not a story we hear a lot about, but it is quite, how can I put it, interesting?
Well, that's one way to put it.
I tried.
Okay, so listen up, everybody, and see if you can figure out the mystery of the lefty.
During the time of the book of Judges, the Israelites repeatedly rebelled against God. They would bow and serve the false gods and idols of heathen countries around them.
This made the Lord angry, and he would get frustrated with the people of Israel. God would then allow and even help Israel's enemies to invade them.
The armies of Israel would gather to fight against the invaders.
But they would lose every time.
The enemy would conquer them, take their crops, their money, and all kinds of valuable stuff. The people of Israel suffered every time under the cruel oppression of their enemy's rule.
In their distress, the people of Israel would repent and call out to God to save them.
And in his mercy, the Lord sent them judges.
They weren't like today's judges with long black robes and a gavel.
But more like a superhero, but without the cape or mask. Just normal people that God used in mighty ways to bring Israel freedom from their enemies.
And peace to their land.
But As time went on and the superhero judges grew old and passed away, the people once again forgot the Lord and started worshiping the fake gods again.
During one of these times of Israel's disobedience, the Lord gave Eglon, king of Moab, power over Israel.
They became his servants and slaves for 18 years. The Moabites even took over the whole city of Jericho.
The Israelites were sad and grew tired of their wicked rule.
When will this ever end? I'm tired of those mean Moabites always stealing my daddy's paycheck.
They even took my favorite doll. Only a Moabite soldier would play with dolls.
Why won't someone do something? Someone needs to teach them a lesson. Somebody, anybody, but not me. I'm just a kid.
So once again, the children of Israel called out to God to deliver them, and he gave them a deliverer named Ehud, a left-handed man.
Ehud, crafted a blade, eh?
Yes, I sure am.
Double-edged. Nice. Good for piercing. It's not for a soldier, though, is it? Too short of a reach.
Huh? It's not for war. Huh? Not exactly, but it will serve its purpose.
I'm sure it will, Ehud. You handle a sword pretty well, even for a lefty. Promise you won't use it on me.
No.
Just don't let those Moabites see it, Ehud. They see something of ours they like, and, you know, they just steal it.
That's the plan. Gonna hurry and finish this up and try to head to town later.
Heard someone mention the elder is recruiting men for another trip to Moab to deliver our tribute to that slob Eglon. Think you might be interested in joining?
That's the plan. God's plan.
Well, it's that time of the season to deliver tribute to the king of Moab. Ugh, Eglon. We're looking for any volunteers to make the journey. It's a long trip, as always, but it's demanded of us.
I would like to travel with the group elder. I want to bring a special gift to King Eglon and present it to him myself, if I may.
Glad to hear it, Ehud. Thank you. What kind of gift are you going to give him?
Oh, it's nothing but a small token, like an ornament. Something for him to wear and remember us by.
Well, I hope he likes it. Anyway, we just need a few more men to volunteer now. Hopefully, with these gifts and money, we can get the Moabites to ease up a little bit on their demands and abuse. Our people are tired, hurting, and sad. We've started to pray again these last few months, and hopefully the Lord will remember us. Though I wouldn't blame him if he didn't. We've really messed up as a nation, sinning against God Almighty. But maybe, just maybe, he will see our repentance, hear our cries, and send us someone to deliver us from the Moabites.
One by one, men volunteer, and a small group is formed to deliver the large amount of gifts and money to the king of Moab, King Eglon.
As they gather to talk about the journey that they will begin tomorrow, Ehud shares a desire to deliver Israel and that he has a plan. He commands them that night to go and to
tell as many of the fighting men as possible to be ready for war. Have them send messengers throughout the country to other cities. Have them tell others to get prepared for battle in the days ahead. At the sound of the horn from Ephraim, join me, and with the Lord God, we shall see Israel's deliverance from Moab.
As messengers spread Ehud's orders, the men carrying Eglon's tribute make their way to Moab.
So Ehud, after we deliver our hard-earned cash and family heirlooms to that pig, King Eglon, we gonna go back and get ready for war against Moab? What's the plan?
More or less, the plan is everyone just needs to wait for my signal when I sound the horn.
More or less? No details? I hope you're right about this. If the Lord doesn't help us...
Don't worry, friend. God is with us.
Ehud's group carrying the king's tribute arrive in the capital of Moab.
The men make way for the king's palace and are stopped and searched for weapons at the guard's checkpoint before seeing the king.
It was customary for soldiers to use their right arms to carry and swing a sword. When their swords were not being used, they were carried in a scabbard that hung from their left leg.
So, when they needed to draw their weapons, they were able to pull out their swords quickly in one smooth motion.
Ehud placed that special sword he had made on his right leg, hiding it with his clothes.
It was perfect for him since he was left-handed.
And the guards only checked the men's left legs, assuming everyone was right-handed like them, like most people are.
The guards' assumptions would be their downfall as Ehud and his group made their way to the king.
Now, it was pretty hot at the time, so King Eglon was in a room on the roof of his palace, where it was cooled by the outside breeze.
Surrounded by attendants and advisors, he sees Ehud's group with the presents and gifts.
Excuse me. The Israelites! Ooh, well, you brought me presents. Payment for protecting your weak and forsaken people? Or is it payment for providing you with the world's most fair and compassionate, wise and gorgeous ruler? Me, King Eglon of Moab?
Yes, my lord. It is but a small payment, a humble gift, truly not enough to show our gratitude for you, our gifted and inspired leader. And for not wiping us out.
Ooh, my. So many shiny, precious things. So much money. How can you all afford to lavish me with such finery, such wealth? Surely Israel must be bankrupt by now. Think of the poor widows. You do spoil your king so very, very much. Never stop, I pray. Pray? More like never stop, or else. Well, I hate to keep you any longer. I've already had my chamber pot emptied, so I have no further use for you. Be gone, farewell, and see you soon, Israel. Ta-ta!
After being dismissed from King Eglon, Ehud and the men make their way towards the exit of the city, towards home.
As they pass through Gilgal, Ehud leaves the company of men, reminding them of their orders and to be ready for the sound of the horn.
He makes his way back to see the king of Moab.
Back again, Israelite? Did you forget something? You bring a king another gift?
Actually, I have a message for our king.
A message, hey? Well, go in. King Eglon's still enjoying his newest treasure, I believe. His mood should be tolerable, even for such a dirty Israelite like yourself.
Thank you.
So pretty. Ooh, this is so shiny. Oh, this was just, oh, love it. So many fine treasures. Ehud, was it? Back again with more silver and gold for your king by chance?
Actually, my king, I have a message for you.
For me?
Yes, indeed. And it's a secret message.
A secret message? The Israelite has a secret message. Guards, out! Everyone, out! It's not a secret if everybody knows.
Go, 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 go.
Now, come, Ehud. What is it? Willing to betray your hopeless brother by sharing some secret plan of rebellion? Hmm?
It's a message from God.
As King Eglon stood up, Ehud grabbed his sword quickly with his left hand and plunged it into Eglon's belly.
He stabbed him so hard that the entire blade went into his belly, including the handle. Ehud wasn't able to take the sword out because King Eglon's fat belly covered it all up.
After Ehud stabbed the king, he went out the doors and locked them behind him. When the guards went to check on their king, they found the doors locked.
King Eglon? The door's locked. I'm sure he's fine.
Maybe he's going to the bathroom. We better leave him alone.
Indeed. Whew. I remember last time.
As the guards waited and waited and waited and waited some more, Ehud was quickly making his way out of the city. They kept waiting for King Eglon to come out.
Suppose it was something he ate?
I don't know. Look, we've waited too long. We better open up the door and see if the king is okay.
How embarrassing.
King Eglon?
King! The king has been murdered!
While the guards had waited, Ehud had escaped and made his way to the hills of Ephraim. Finding the tallest hill, he climbed it and blew his horn so that the Israelites would hear it.
Follow me, for the Lord has given Moab, your enemy, into our hands.
So they followed him and killed about 10,000 Moabites, all strong and able-bodied men. Not one escaped.
That day, Moab was made a servant unto Israel, and the land had peace for 80 years.
God does answer prayers, and sometimes he uses unlikely people to give the answers and bring victory.
Let's pray and thank God for answering prayers.
God, I am so glad that you hear and answer prayers, and that when we sin, you will forgive us if we will confess and repent. Lord Jesus, it is good to know that you can use our differences, and what others may think is strange, you can use for your glory. God, I know that it says in your word that if I repent and are baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, I can live an overcoming life and be victorious and help others to be victorious. Lord, I want to always be available for you to use however you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey kids, just a minute. I'm receiving a phone call. Hello? Yes, this is Bible Detectives. Someone is missing? Oh no, that is terrible. How long have they been missing? Okay, well, thanks for calling us to let us know. We'll get right on this case. Kids, please tune in next week to help us solve the case of the vanishing victim.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley at Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11. Live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.